I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine, that's where I spend my time.
It's been a few weeks since I've been on, and mainly because that's been Thanksgiving. But unfortunately, in terms of our harvest for row crops, things really haven't changed all that much. That's because once we hit November, it started raining and raining. And raining. And when it hasn't been raining, it really hasn't been sunny, and this can affect us as well. So growers this week with sunny days are in the field trying to get the rest of these peanuts. We got a good bit of cotton left to go, and other crops as well. And one of the biggest issues we're having is just not getting bogged down. For every tractor you see in the field, there's another tractor nearby, and that tractor is the one we're using to get the tractor in the field stuck out. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now in the field. Before the rain really started, much of our forage in the middle South Georgia region where I'm at around Wilcox and surrounding counties is planted in October. A lot of people have commented about seeing peanuts on the ground through this rain, but for our peanuts, I can pretty much just sit there and dry out and be picked. So the state is probably pushing that 90% harvest on our peanut crop right now. And so far, grades since that rain have not been bad. So that's some good news. Obviously, with the cold weather, you know, the crop is not going to progress anymore at this point, and it's just getting them out of the ground. There's still some that are actually in the ground, have not even been dug. We got about 700-800 acres left in Wilcox County, and grades have actually looked good since the rain. So that's good, and growers are watching the weather, and so far, we don't really have any frost damage. That's a big deal once you get this late. But as long as growers do not dig ahead of that frost, that's nothing we have to worry about. They're good in the ground. Our cotton still has a good bit to go, partly because we had so much of the crop that was planted late in the state. And then, of course, the last few weeks of rain has slowed it down. So in this middle South Georgia area, had similar rain in 2015, where you go for nearly a month of just rainy and cloudy weather. So it will affect us a little bit on our color grades for cotton. So some of the gins are starting to see this now. Again, we still got a good bit more to go. And with this sunny weather, growers are in the field picking as much as they can. Our soybeans will be done in my area. Soybeans will probably be done this week. We were about 75% done before the rain. And this is one that can be affected by this rain. We have some pathogens that can get on those pods and affect the beans if we get this kind of weather late. This does hurt our quality. So I'm not hearing any loads rejected. Definitely going to be some deductions here. And we were doing really good on our soybean yield up until this point. Yield has dropped significantly on these last 25 or so percent acres that we've had in this area. But a lot of rain and a lot of rain at one time. We've seen probably about 8 inches and even 4 inches came in about one night period. So it's affected a lot of different things. But mainly it's just being able to get in the field and get it done at this point. It's been a long year. It's been a tough year. For more information, any more details, visit my blog, WilcoxCountyAg.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine.